Hello there all, and welcome to Angel's Whisper. This is Dawn. I'm so glad that you've taken a moment to pop by and listen to my story on how I met Sally Morgan this year. It's so profound, it's surreal. Some things are just fated, and so it was when I met Sally Morgan. I know as a working medium, we don't often see what's going on behind the scenes in our followers' lives to arrange those very precious connections from heaven. This was my moment to see it all through my followers' eyes. I am extremely grateful for the opportunity to have that bird's eye view. It started with my beautiful son, Jonah, who landed the lead male role in Calamity Jane in the Alley Theatre in Strabane, Northern Ireland. We made a family evening of it, and both my parents made the very rare trip to be with us to enjoy the show. Jonah shone brightly in his role and achieved glowing reviews in the local paper as upcoming talent. He has since went on to achieve the lead male role in High School Musical in the On Greenan Theatre, Letterkenny, County Donegal this summer, and I'm super proud of him. As I sat on in the audience that night, the penny dropped and I heard my spirit guide, Jeff, tell me, Dawn, this is why we moved you to Lifford, to get you stage ready. As I looked down at my beautiful son, Jonah, singing, I felt a surge of complete pride, but also of spirit energy. Tell me it's your time now, Dawn. We want you on that stage. I was a bag of emotions, and of course I needed to step back from that and let my son have his moment. But in my heart, I knew I'd come home, and what was occurring was so much bigger than what I actually could realise and take on board at that time. My life has always been destined to serve spirit, and being on stage as a child was normal for me, but my nerves, they drive me mad. And when the energy of so much spirit comes close to me, I get so very overwhelmed. I put years in as a mum, making sure my kids were loved and cared for, and my dreams to go to stage level were put to the side naturally so. As we left the stage area and headed towards the doors, we noticed Sally Morgan was coming to town in March. And mum and I just went, come on, let's go. I knew it was a sign and I needed to be there. Mum booked the tickets and we left feeling pleased and with a sense of absolute knowing what was to come. Or so we thought. I went shopping several weeks later with my daughter Angelina and I picked up a grungy blondie t-shirt in H&M. I had been going through a get back to my teenage self phase and got my first tattoos a couple of months back also. It's been very liberating honouring me and my personality. My hidden years living with autoimmune diseases kept me hidden in the shadows, and treating myself to daft wee things have become my saving grace right now. My dear friend, the Irish Nutter, whom I went to school with and who in fact shared many moments of music and singing on stage with me and my fellow classmates, reached out to me recently and asked me to join her on her TikTok show, but I had to gain 1,000 followers to do so. I thought, okay, game on, and I sang and made crazy TikToks to achieve this. In the process of doing so, not long after I bought the t-shirt, who popped up on my TikTok but Sally Morgan wearing a blondie t-shirt? I got all giddy on the inside and just knew spirit was linking us. Another sign it was meant to be, and my constant thoughts, I'm coming to the Alley Theatre, became my driving force to get focused on my life, gift, book, and so much more. Little did I know what was to unfold, and in the days to come, I was feeling very unwell one evening at around 9 p.m. And my last words to my partner, Jason, were, I think I'm having a heart attack. I woke up the following morning to a message from my mum, who said she was back in hospital, and shortly after she confirmed she'd had a heart attack that night. In later chats, she confirmed it would have been happening around the time I was feeling as I was. My mum and I are very vibrationally linked, and often if she is unwell, I tend to get unwell as well. It was the messages I had received from Michael from Heaven Sent in Middlesbrough on my last visit to Yorkshire only weeks before, that my granddad was there with her and that my mum was waiting in operation, which I was able to validate because she had not long before all this occurred had a pacemaker fitted. So I had some awareness that she was fine, so I was not really very worried for her. My mum had further scans and it was confirmed that she thankfully did not need a stent fitted or even the bypass that had been mentioned before. So in some ways this event saved her waiting around for quite some time for confirmation these things might be needed. While all of this was going on, my beautiful soul and twin flame, Jason, was after being admitted to hospital and had emergency surgery. My life in the space of 1 week saw two of the most important people in my life go through so much. The stress naturally began to slowly trickle into my own body, and I knew I was facing making some very hard decisions around my ability to continue teaching with my students. Stress and me are not good buddies, and any fluctuation of it in me tends to trigger and spiral other things. I was beginning to have severe energy surges coming through me, and my mind was racing. I could have done with several physical hugs, but I kept it all in and soldiered on for as long as I could. But my body made the decision for me, and I knew I had to step back and take a moment to process. My blood pressure shot up very high, having preeclampsia or post-eclampsia after my last son was born in 2018. I was a bag of nerves and terrified I would end up back in A&E in Letterkenny, a place I would not wish on anyone. I got to my GP on the Thursday, and going to see Sally Morgan the next week was the last thing on my mind. By Saturday, I was whisked to Now Doc in Letterkenny by my dear friend Patrick. I was reminded of the fact I had preeclampsia in 2018 and I needed to be on blood pressure tablets, no words about it. I was high risk for these things, so I stuck it out, refused to go to A&E to be made wait for days to be seen correctly, and prayed hard. I came home, tried to deal with the energy by stepping back from everyone and just focusing on my own wellness. My mum was doing okay and focusing on her. Jason was holding his own, and I settled into movies, Netflix, and taking over the world on stage in my head. I got a message from my mum on the Monday before Sally. "Are we going to Sally Dawn?" she asked. I said, like, "I have no clue, mum. I'm not well at all." But by Tuesday, I found myself agreeing. The spirit energy was insane around me, like over 1,000 faces were looking at me, and I felt so claustrophobic. All I wanted was space to recover, and I really didn't want to know about spirit at that particular time, but every part of me was pulling me towards even completing the fact that I was making a major transition on the website, which was devoting Where Angels Whisper to mediumship. I can be very quiet, and sometimes in the lead up to mediumship events, I feel the energies. It makes me edgy. And edgy is the only way you can describe it, but it's always worth it in the end. On the Wednesday, I was still a stress bag, as I don't do stress. I know when I'm tipping on the verge. I'm usually very calm and grounded. My health over the years trained me to be as non-reactive as humanly possible to triggers. My mum arrived at around 5 p.m. and as we got gas bagging and being the best of buddies, as we always do, she was also very smitten with my new range of angel gifts in store. She picked up some pieces for herself and my auntie, and the time flew around very quickly. We were in high spirits, but I was concerned about my mum driving and told her to stop on the night afterwards. She, of course, wanted to go home. And as we hit the Lifford Strabane Bridge, a rainbow appeared in the sky, and I knew my beautiful son Ben, in spirit, was with us. I said, "Mam, Ben's here. They're greeting us and getting ready for us already." We laughed, and it was another moment of validation that where we were going was a very important night. I can only imagine what Sally was up to herself. It was my first time seeing Sally, but I have always enjoyed her courageous strength. When we arrived at the Alley Theatre, the atmosphere was heightened, and I knew I could sense spirit, but I was off duty as a medium that night and in my own personal space, simply as an audience member. I was truly giddy to see Sally. We took our seats midsection, and I, as always, enjoyed some people watching. When Sally entered the stage, everyone was so fired up and ready for their loved ones to come forward. A lot of messages were given in the first half, and the lady in front of us, two rows down with the most beautiful tones of grey hair, received one of the very first messages on the night. I watched everything, the way that Sally interacted, as I knew it was also a learning night for me. When the interval came up, I made my way to the bathroom and then on to the bar area to grab a 7-Up. And while there, the lady with the beautiful hair stood beside me, and we got talking. Divinely timed, I'm sure. I stayed quiet and listened to her share her experience, and she was so visibly moved by it. I felt my own spirit guide Jeff tell me, Dawn, you needed to see what it's like for your guests when they come to your nights of mediumship. That, for me, was lesson number one that night. But there were many more to come. The second half started about 10 minutes in. A force was pulling me. I sprung forward in my seat, turned to my right and looked right down the aisle about maybe 5 seats and my eyes locked on a lady with dark hair. I knew I was being influenced by spirit. Held the moment for a second and then sat back quietly. Another 10 minutes or so passed and Sally called the name Dawn. D-O-N. My ears picked up and I thought, could she be doing it? I felt a magnetic pull but stayed quiet. She called a few more names, a little bit more evidence, and people up the back to the right of me said, that's us, Sally. However, the things she went on to describe, they could not make sense of. She described a house in the corner and a postbox close by. My current place of living is a prominent historical building in Lifford and it sits right in the corner of two streets. The post office is a minute's walk away. I was now listening intently. Then she said it again, Dawn. Then Dawn. And I knew she was with me. It was followed by Jeff and 3 other names of great significance to the family. She also described someone carrying bins. I slowly placed up my hand and thankfully the team around her saw it and helped her recognize that I was speaking up. I said, I think that's for me, Sally. I was given the microphone and explained, I am the Dawn. Jeff is my spirit guide. And I felt weird about saying that, but it's the truth. I had only been having very big chats with Jeff that day about going forward with my work. I validated the importance of the other 3 names and told her the bins are the bane of my life. Where I live, it's impossible for me to get my bins down a flight of steps and wheel a wheelie bin back up them. She started to describe a woman whom I believed to perhaps be my Nana, but then I work with so many spirits it could have been anyone. I had a feeling my own guide, Doris Stokes, may have also been with her. She then said, who's the singer? And I responded, that's me. She asked, is that professionally or are you classically trained? I thought, oh my God, here we go. Spirits outing me in front of all these people. No more hiding as a medium. I took a deep breath, faced the challenge and said, Sally, I'm a medium and sing on my evenings like this. She looked taken back but held her ground as any well-trained medium would and laughed and said, I would rather you than me. I couldn't do that. She then mentioned Austin Cars and I knew straight away my granddad was with her. My mum, who remained seated, then took the mic and Sally gave a brief description of what we believe was my Nana. It was a powerful moment and one my mum needed for her. Sally then mentioned Ted, and I could not relate to this message. She began to talk about a cat, and guess what happened? Next, of course. Only the lady up the aisle that I connected with minutes before shot up and said, that's my cat, Ted. We were linked, and wow was all I could say. It happened so much to me in my own demonstrations that I worked dual links, but here was I for the first time in my life receiving the same. I felt so blessed. I presumed that was me completed, so I began to relax and listen. However, Sally gave some detail to the lady, and then she mentioned more cats, and I knew that that part was for me. And I spoke up once more, and I told her, no, that's mine, Sally. My cat of 10 years died last November, and it was such a sad time. Sadly, my other cat went missing 2 weeks afterwards and has not returned since. My daughter has been daily searching for her on social media. The thing Sally was saying was consistent when I said to her Froda was missing. She responded with, she's alive and she's not far from home. And there is a man feeding her. I thanked Sally and said that was really good to know, and it really was. I knew my daughter would be relieved. Sally then went back to the other lady and continued giving more messages. She mentioned a tower, then a railway. And I got this feeling she was still with me, but I stayed quiet on this one. Until she spoke about the piece of furniture like a pouf or a chair that needed upholstery. I thought, oh my God, you really are not letting me hide here at all. Again, I said, Sally, that's still for me. And she asked, what is it? I responded meekly, it's my trance chair. She looked at me and thanked me. And at that point, I knew spirit had made their point as strong as they knew how to. her thank you included. At the end, thank you, darling. I smiled, for of course she had acknowledged my surname. My trance chair is precious to me. It's very old, at least 100 years, and it's like a miniature Goldilocks chair. It's seen some wear and tear, actually, from my cats clawing at it, and the seat part was falling through, so Jason, on his last visit, stripped it down to the wood only. My main trance guide, whom the chair belongs to, is Elwin, and he has been constantly saying, you need to fix my chair. But Jason is still in the UK, and so it's been impossible to get it completed. However, only days before we came to Sally, while he was recovering, he asked me to take measurements of the chair so he could get the pieces for it put together. I knew then my spirit team were right when they said it was my time, and I'm stage ready, through Sally. The rest of the evening passed pleasantly, and Sally began to wind down. The lights went off, and she completed her work for the evening. Out of everything that happened, what she did next was so kind and will stay with me always. She thanked the audience, and then she turned and looked up to me and said thanks to the other medium here this evening. She did not have to do that, and only she knows the reason why. But I can imagine it was Spirit's way of making sure I heard the calling loud and clear. There is a song sung at one of Muji's gatherings called When He Calls Me, I Will Answer, that I love to listen to, and I knew that was a night, like the time my son passed to Spirit, I was being called to remember who I am and respond. With all the amazing moments occurring, how could you not listen? I have a task ahead of me and would love you to join me on the journey. I hope to see you in some of my online messages from Heaven Nights, and who knows, maybe in one of my audiences in time to come. For now, thank you. And you can watch the full discussion about this and listen to my live session where I share the first two chapters of my new book directly here. I also want to thank my mum for her bravery in ensuring that that night happened. She didn't have to do that, but something within her, possibly spirit influenced, gave her that push to say, come on Dawn, let's go, let's do Sally. And for that, I'm eternally grateful. Thanks so much for listening in, and remember, when you subscribe to my newsletter here on the website, you will be notified on when my next conversations, discussions, and everything spirit aligned is released. Take care and have a fabulous one.